Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is April 8th, 2024. And I am in the path of totality of the solar eclipse. So, of course, I couldn't pass up an opportunity to talk about a similar instance that actually happened in the Bible. Oh yeah, in the Old Testament, all the way back in the book of Joshua. So first, let's read the passage, and then we're going to talk about it. So in this part of the Bible, Joshua, the man that this book is named after, was like taking the place of Moses, if that makes sense. We'll go ahead and start in Joshua 10, verse 6, so you can get a little more context of where we are. The Gibeonites then sent word to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal. Do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us. So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire family, including all the best fighting men. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel. So Joshua and the Israelites defeated them completely at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road up to Beth Horon and cut them all the way down to Azekah and Makkedah. As they fled before Israel on the road from Beth Horon to Azekah, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them, and more of them died from the hail than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ayalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since. A day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. So when we think about events that happen in the Bible, they seem very distant from us and almost kind of like a story rather than history. So let's dive into it a little bit. There's actually quite a few astrologers who do believe that this occurred on the earth. Now, some people tried to kind of twist the story a little bit and insist that this was an eclipse and that the sun was simply hiding behind the moon. In some translations, the word stood still seemed to mean to some people to be hiding. But the sun remained visible for a prolonged period of time. It did not go down. As the context shows, Joshua saw the immense job of chasing and overcoming Israel's fleeing enemies. So he asked that God would allow the sun to stand still, so they could still see their opponents. The sun only went down after Israel had wiped out the enemy. The whole point was so that Joshua and the Israelites could continue to see their enemies. The only evidence given for an eclipse is that the Hebrew word for stood still looks very similar to a Babylonian word used to describe eclipses. However, this is just a single word that could be misinterpreted, and honestly, those two valleys are not in the same location. So why would one be hiding behind the other? Now let's talk about accounts of a long day. This is the coolest thing that I found. This kind of astronomical event, if it happened, and I do believe that it did, it must have been witnessed not just in this part of the world, but all over the world, because of course, as we know, when you are seeing the sun, someone else is seeing the moon, and vice versa. We've got some records here. In the ancient Chinese writings, there is legend of a long day. The Incas of Peru and the Aztecs of Mexico have similar records. And there is a Babylonian and a Persian legend of a day that was miraculously extended. Another section of China contributes to an account of the day that was miraculously prolonged in the reign of Emperor Yeo. I might butcher this. Herodotus recounts that the priests of Egypt showed him their temple records and that he read a strange account of a day that was twice the natural length. So what we're seeing here is multiple nations, all that would not have had contact with one another, report that there was a very long day. Now I want to go back to the passage itself in Joshua, because it's not just important to know that this event really happened, but what can we learn from the passage itself? Because that's something we should always be looking, whether we are reading the Old Testament or the New, we should really be open to what the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to us in the scripture. For me, There's so much happening here that Joshua asks God of something, God grants it, and it's a big ask, real big. And the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, says one translation, and hastened not to go down a whole day. But I really love Joshua 10:14. There has never been a day like it before or since. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was a once-in-a-everybody's-lifetime thing. Our God is incredible. So when you look up at the sun today to see it hiding behind the moon, just remember that the Son of God is never hiding from us, and He is always fighting for us. Remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress. And I hope you have a wonderful day of the eclipse.